they will begin the sugya of Kom Lebe Rabbi Day. We know that's one of the major topics, if not the major topic of Eilat Naris. And the topic of Kom Lebe Rabbi Day begins in the Mishnah. Adaf Lamed Vava Medbeis. Our sugya today focuses on the issue of Be'idna. And via, to understand Be'idna properly, we still have to do the sugya in Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Because exactly how to define the parameters of Be'idna, so in Daf Lamed Amid Beis, it's almost like an instantaneous notion. Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph will expand it a little bit. So we're not really ready to discuss the sugya of Be'idna per se. But the sugya of Be'idna will give us some insights into a different sugya, the sugya of Gezela and the sugya of being nena in Chiyuvei Tashlumen. So that's what we'll begin to focus on today, and either finish today or tomorrow, the Chiyuvei Tashlumen of Geneva and the parish of Geneva. How do we come to this in our sugya? So because the din of Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda was Mechadesh, who established the din of Be'idna. What was the context? Goinev chelvei shel chaveiro. V'omer Rav Chisda. Gemara says, L'bayi potter, v'omer Rav Chisda. Two sugyas. Sugya number one is, Zor she'ochel truma. Sugya number two, Oichel chelvei shel chaveiro. Both sugyas depend on Rav Nechunya ben Akona. And according to Abaye, Zor Shachal Truma is a chiyuv because of a chiyuv Misa. So Abaye held that alone, because of a chiyuv Kores, because of a chiyuv Misa B'dei Shemayim, therefore B'chun B'nekon had to hold that the principle of Kom Le'bid Rabba B'nei applied. Zor Shachal Oichel Chelvei Shachaveroi could be potter, because it's a chiyuv tashlumin and a chiyuv mis at the same time. So Rav Chisda pointed out that the only time when we apply the din of kom lebed rabbi minei is the din of beidna. Goinev chalvei shel chaveiro v'yochlo shu chayiv shekavar nizchayiv begneiva koidim shemoli de iser chayla. Right? Rav Chisda said that we would not, that when the case of goinev chelvei shel chaveiro, in the simple case of goinev chelvei shel chaveiro, we would not apply the din of kom lebed rabbi minei. Why? Because shekivarnis chayev begneiva koinem sheboli de yisr chaylev. The yisr chaylev is at some point of ingesting the chaylev, eating the chaylev. And lechora the din of geneva in the simplest case is from at the time when he picks up the object that he intends to steal. Olma de meidna de agme kanye mischaye benafshle haveyad de ochele. Hachanamis, the Gemara says the same thing should apply to zor shochel truma beidna de agme kanye. Now the Gemara is moikim the sugya, three different oikim toys, in order to be able to have the din of zor shochel truma in a way that it'll be beidna. How can we coalesce the ma'isa geneva, which is mechayev tashlumin, to the ma'isa achila, which is mechayev misa? So oikimta number one is tochav loy chaveiroi. Tochav loy chaveiroi l'seich piv. Soif. So the Gemara, at this moment, the Gemara is assuming that since Reuven shoved the truma into my mouth, so therefore, the Gemara is assuming right now, therefore, when I swallow it, so I am Chayiv Tashlumen and Chayiv Kores at the same moment. chayiv misa at the same moment. In this line, kegoyin shetochav lechayiv ever soich piv, soich came in the law say kanye. This chayiv nafsho have had but the bowl. The Gemara says no, it's not abidna. It's not instantaneous. Why? Because laws say when I begin to chew it, when I begin to salivate over it, so then kanye, then I become chayiv tashlumin. But the chiyuv misa is only b'shas bliya. So Gemara says, right, we'll tweak it. Kegoyin shetochav l'lesoich beis habliya. So the truma sitting in my, I'm not sure exactly how to say it in English, but the place in my throat where I swallow, right, the beis habliya. So in terms of my chiyuv tashlumin, it could not begin l'chayra before I get to the beis habliya. So hey, chidam the Gemara says one second. How's this going to work? Idem motzi la durei nehader. If I can still cough it up, so then I should cough it up. And by not coughing it up, I become chayim in teshlumin. And then it's not bidna. Idem motzi la durei. If I can't cough it up, so am I chayiv? So lo tzericha. So now we come to the ikim to the Gemara is satisfied with. So ikim to number one is the motzi la duriyak deidchak. That Reuven, how are we going to get a case of beidna when it comes to zor shachal truma echel chel v'shel chaveiray? How are we going to have? What's the ikim to going to be that Reuven takes the truma, puts it into my throat, puts it at a point where I could physically cough it up, but no one would want it back at that point. Right? So motzi l'adur adei d'chak. So therefore? So was that? So the chiyuv tashlumin does not begin with my refusal to cough it up, because if I would cough it up, you wouldn't want it anymore. So I didn't do a ma'isik neiva. The guy who stuck it into my throat did a ma'isik neiva. So the chiyuv tashlumin does not begin with my refusal to cough it up. My chiyuv tashlumin begins with my bliya. And my bliya is what's mechayiv mimisa. Oh, that's akimta number one. Exactly how we have to explain it. But the akimta is going to be that Reuven put it so far into my throat that I did not have the opportunity to cough it up in a fashion that the nigzal would want it. That's b'idna. So when I swallow it, the zachiyiv tashlumin, and the chiyuv misa. Rav Papa Amar kegoyin shetochav lechaver mashkin shel truma l'sayach piv. Rav Papa, his aikimta is lechora another illustration of the aikimta. How do you have a situation that my refusal to cough it up is not a significant ma'aseh geneva? Because it's liquid, so no one wants me. If I would spit it up, the nigzal doesn't want it back anymore. So Rav Papa Kigoin, it's not Ella Amar Rav Papa Kigoin. Another illustration is not that the guy is a scientist and knows exactly how to get into the base of Leah, but took a bottle of truma wine and poured it into my throat. So when I swallow it, I'm going to be chayiv mitam truma and chayiv mitam tashlum. Rav Ashi Omar, v'zor shachol truma, mishaloi v'kori shirayin shal chaveira. Rav Ashi is a different akimta. His akimta is that while I'm chomping on the truma, I'm ripping somebody else's begadim. All right? That's a different kind of an akimta. Tanei Kimta, which is Machadesh, the din of Misa Lazeh v'tashlumin Lazeh. It's a different din. So we'll hold on for Rashi Rav. So really, essentially, the Gemara says that there are two Akimtois. Akimta number two is, and the Akimtois are arguing as to whether Tashlumin Lazeh v'Misa Lazeh is the din of Kol Nidramine. So until we get to Rav Ashi, as long as we assume it has to be Tashlumin Lazeh and the Tashlumin and the Chiyuv Misa have to come from the same Maisa, they have to come from the same Maisa, has to be Be'idna. It's the only way that we're going to be able to be Moikim this din of Rav Nechunya ben Akona will be if Tochav Loi Be'beis Avliyah, or if Tochav Loi Mashkin B'seich Pit. Right, God, that's the sugya. All right? B'kiyas, we're done. All right, so now, let's try to figure out what we have to assume in order to understand the sugya. Right? So Rashi explains, Tochav Loi Chaveri. The loy agmi v'loy kanye v'loy machayev tashlumen ela bibliyosei. The chiyuv genev, the chiyuv tashlumen, there was no hagbah, there was no maisa kinyan, so the chiyuv tashlumen is bishas belia. The mei hanoyas meyav v'loy the mei kula. And what's he chayev to pay? He's only chayiv to pay the hanor that he got. He's not chayiv to pay the entirety of the theft. Mischayiv demei hanor asmeyav, v'loy demei kula. U'bishayita chiyiv misa nami ika. Iboy leila dure, v'chila yahadre. This is the akimta that we were not did not accept. What has to be understood in Rashi? Again, what's Rashi focusing it on? If he could spit it up, he's got to spit it up. If he could spit it up, and he would be able to spit it up in a way that the Nigzal would take it back, apparently. So Rashi says, so then the Gemara says, that's not Bidna. Why is it not Bidna? Why is it not Bidna? No? Glenn?
Because the chiyuv of Misa, of the Afal Chuma, is only going to happen after it sells it.
And the chiyuv of Tashlumin? Right, and the chiyuv tashlum begins when?
When he chooses to now swallow.
When he chooses, when he makes that decision, not to spit it up. Oh, now so v'chila yahadram. So Gemara says, ever that's not be'idna. That's we rejected that akimta. It has to be mamish b'seich beis abliyah. Right. If it's not mamish b'seich beis abliyah, so he can still cough it up. So then. And it won't be a deitchak. Apparently, it'll be coughed up in such, I can imagine, but it'll be coughed up in such a way that the nigzel will say, thank you very much, right? And the, so apparently it's possible. I don't know exactly how, but it's possible. So the, then Rashi says, the Gemara rejected that. That's not be'idna. Why? Because the chiyuv tashlumin starts when? When he decides not to cough it up. Right? Now, so that's point number one. What else does Rashi point out? No, Yechiel?
Well, why would the first guy not be chayav today then? Meaning, let's say when Reuben steals from Shimon, when Shimon steals from Reuben, and Levi steals from Shimon.
So the emes is, that's a kasha that the Echronim asking this Rashi, maybe Mishonim. It's a kasha, good kasha. What's Yechiel pointing out? Iu mazikla, the rishon lav midei avad, v'leinaschayiv l'koyin klum. It sounds like from Rashi, the numis chidushim. It sounds like from Rashi, lo yatsuya, the first one would be chayiv, then the second one would not be chayiv. So chidush, two people can also be chayiv. That's what the Tosfos points out.
So
Right? Sounds like from Rashi that the whether the second one is chayiv or not is dependent on whether the first one is chayiv. The Rishon lav midei avad. He didn't do anything. But he didn't do anything. The first one is the one that took the truma away from me. So tzorachin. Tzorachin. Good. What else do you have to understand in Rashi?
That the Be'idna is Hana.
That the Be'idna is Hana. What do we say? That's in the previous Rashi. Right, and as Rashi's introducing to us, there are two possible machayevim over here. What are the two possible machayevim? Machayev b'teres ganav, machayev b'teres hando. Right, Rashi now introduces a third possible machayev. What's that? B'teres mazik. Right, a mazik is not a ganav. And a mazik is not chay mitam hana. See, Rashi says v'chilei hadre meishayta iu mazik lo. The rishon lav midayavad l'neschayv l'koin klum. Appellate Rashi. Next, v'idolei matzilah durei. But if he can no longer cough it up in a fashion, we read the Gemara in a fashion in which the Nigzal would want it. Rashi says, "Amai chayiv misa onosu." Tesis Kash and Rashi. "Amai chayiv misa." "Amai chayiv misa moment." "Amai chayiv misa" sounds like that if he can no longer cough it up, he's an onos lagabi bliya. I'm just correct. So it sounds like from Rashi, he's an onos in misa, so he should be put in misa and chayiv teshlumen. Chayiv teshlumen because of what? Where's the chiyuv teshuvah coming from? Isn't he onus mitam genev also? No, what are you saying? Say hano still, right? Good hano. Al yedei tchak tei nami yahadram bimosa v'lechazi lebailim hilchach migzalei gozlam amai kol mechayev es lebet teshuvin anos kroynu meyav. So Rashi explains, so what's the Akimta finally establishing? The Akimta that will work. The Akimta that will generate an example of a Ptur of Kom Le Mid Rabba Minei is where a person is Nene at the same point of when he's being over the Chiyav. Good. Shaz Bliya. Good. And what else we have to establish, by the way, in order to be Mechayev Hano? Then? Chisor and why? So again, so you're assuming that our sugi is assuming Zen Nene Bezele Choser is Potter. Alright, so what does Rashi say? Then it was what. So what you need to be responding to is Rashi's Arichus. Alidei Dchak, Di'i Nami Yahadra Bimoasa V'lechazi Lebailam Hilchoch Migzalei Gozla Amayko Mechayev Aslei Bitum Hanoz Geroyna Meyav. What's Rashi's Arichus over here? Why is Rashi cut to the chase? Chayim Mitam Hano. What's Rashi going out of his way to establish before a chiyuv hano? No? That there's no chiyuv gneiva. Right? So Rashi's saying there could be a chiyuv hano if he's not without creating a chisaron. No? Isn't Rashi Gufa saying that the Reuven took the truma? He put it into my mouth to the extent that the Nignav does not want it back anymore. So now, when I swallow, I can no longer be held responsible for my signeva. Why? Because the Nignav, he doesn't want it from me. He has no tainus against me. So, where is the Rechiv Tashlumen? Am I Mechayiv Elei? It must be mitam hano, not mitam geneva. So again, once again, Rashi is saying that this, the, one of the underpinnings of our sugya is that I can become chayev either mitam ganef or mitam nene. Right, two separate sugyas, gazlan or nene. The sugya of gazlan is primarily the seventh paragraph above a kama, geneva. Where is the sugya of hana? Second paragraph of also above a kama. Zen nene vezele choser. That's what Tais refers to. Chafim and Beis. I move into your house. You're on vacation. I don't break a thing. I don't mess up. By the time I leave, I've cleaned up whatever mess I made. Right? So I let myself into your apartment. You're in Eretz Yisrael for Yom Tov. I need a place for Yom Tov. I move in. I don't get any hezek. I don't put on the heating, no air conditioning. Bring my own food. Bring my own sheets. No, Nana has a gewaltig Nana, right? To the hotel in the neighborhood, $200 a night maybe, right? Easy. So I know I have, but I didn't create a chisaron. You weren't intending to rent it out. Lo yid, so you would have left it as a possible rental. So now that I moved in, you can't rent it out. No one's even looking in the apartment, all right? That's a zen Nana v'zechoser. But you had no intent to rent it out. It wasn't a little da'atcha. So mamish no chisar. But I was nana. That's the sugyim baba kama. Hano without a maisik neva. So Rashi says that's this sugya as well. And this sugya is a mini sugya of hano without a maisik neva. Ultimately, that's the akimta. According to Rashi, ultimately, what's the Yekimta? Again, this is Galgul Advarim. We have a case, we know there is a case out there of Zor Shochel Truma, Ochav Chilba Shechaveroi. We know that is a sugya of Kom Leben Rabbi Minei. Gemara says, how you talking? Rav Chista holds, it's got to be B'idna. Pashtus, the Chi of Tashlumin V'Shas Akbo. The chiyuv misas b'shas b'liya. So now our Gemara has to go through acrobatics because we know it's a case of kol ha'minei. We know it has to be b'idna. So how can we possibly? What was going on in the sugya? What was the sugya thinking? That zor shachol truma is a good nafkamina from klimin hakana. So Gemara says acrobatics. It's got to be that tochav loycha very ad. To the extent that if you give it back, the Baal wouldn't want it. So Rashi says, if that's the case, he's not chayiv mitam gneiva. Because what I stole, no one wants. It's over menoylam. No, so where does the chiyuv come from? So Rashi says, it's another sugya. Hano can be machayiv. Zen den lechose. No, that's Pshat Rashi. Again, inside. Says Rashi, what is the difference whether you're chayiv mitam geneva or chayiv mitam ano? So Rashi says, mitam ano, you're chayiv demei ano. Geneva, you're chayiv demei kula. Right? Lachar means the following. It means that. It means that if I squat in your house, so my hana is what I would have had to pay. Yeah, I squat in your house. In the neighborhood, there's a. A two-star place, 1.5 star, 1 star, you wouldn't go into, right? But if there's a 2-star, 1.5 star, and they're from my house is a 4-star place, right? right? No bed bugs. There's no soapy smell, right? There's sheets of mamash clean, right? So the benefit that you got to make kula is a 4-star. 250 a night, 260 a night. You would have been okay with a 1.5-star, right? 2-star would have been okay. So your andah is a 100, maybe hot wire 85, right? So if Yechiv mitam ganav is what you took from me. You took from me a 4-star. If it's Demei Hanoah, it's what you were Nenna from. So Rashi says, that's a nafkamina between a Maisik and David that's Machayev and Hanoah that's Machayev. The Truma that I took is could be a fancy piece of cake, a pastry. The hanah that I got is for lunch, I usually have something much cheaper. So Rashi says that this sugya could not identify a be'idnam of a chiyuv geneva. It could only identify a chiyuv tashlum mitam hanah. Nafka means how much you have to pay. Next. Iboile la dure, still difficult, Rashi. Rashi says mazik lo. V'chiloye, who mentioned mazik? Mazik man lechar shmei. V'chiloye hadre meishaita iu mazik lo. Derishin lav mida yavad. Why not iu ganafle? There's an onus. Why not chiyuv mamon? But chiyuv mitam another could be. It's another nafkin between the chiyuv geneva and the chiyuv hano. Chiyuv geneva again is measured klapi the baal. Right? In this case is punk for care. The first case that we gave is the chiyuv mitam baal is higher than the chiyuv hano. Loi the mekula. Here it's for care. Here mitam baal. I didn't take a cent from the Baal. Baal doesn't want this. It's an overman of Baal. But Hanoh there is. So here it comes out for Keret. Here it comes out in the Akimta of the Sugi, the one they were happy with. So the Chiyuv Geneva would have generated nothing. He can't say, come out of me. But Chiyuv Hanoh there is. I was Nene. Good. So Tzarechiyun. When do we call something a maisa gneva? And when do we call something a maisa hanam chayevas? Right? But that's what Rashi is explaining the sugya. In order for the sugya to find an akimta that would generate a be'idna, we could not use an akimta of gneva because the gneva is going to be, has to be, that the item is a value, has to be b'shas hagbah, and that all happened before the ma'isa b'liya. So the Gemara has to be moikim that it's a ma'isa norm chayevas. So that's a sugya. Also, go ahead. Right. So what's Rashi's lashon? Lechazi lebailim. Dinami yahadra mimoasa. Velechazi lebailim. Hilchach migzalei gozel. Lamaiko machayevislei. Anoz groine umeyov. Rashi says, so you're saying, but if that's the case, he's not being nene from my object. So why is he paying me? Good.
But just like you asked before.
Ari, right?
Ari, sorry. There's no Maisik Neva. He didn't do a Maisik Neva. I mean, the first guy did a Maisik Neva, no?
Right.
So why would Rashi would say that there's no, it's not a Chiyuv Neva just because he never did a Maisik Neva?
So Rashi would have to say, in order to answer your question, Rashi would have to say that the Chiyuv, that Hanoah can be Machayiv without a Maisik Neva. Right.
Someone who
hits
his chaylev, and then someone
takes
it from him. Right. And puts it in the third guy's mouth.
Right.
So the now, first guy was the pirate, or did the
mice
name, no?
Right, but Rashi would have to say that the fact that somebody else stole it, that need not patter me up from a chiyuv hanoah. Now, you'll say, but Rashi says not so. Rashi says that Rishon Lav Midi Yovad V'chilei Ahadra Me'ishayta Iyu Mazik Lav, the Rishon Lav Midi Yovad Lu Yitzur Rishon would have done something. L'chayv Klukoyin Klum. So, how would you resolve the two Rashis? Good. So why are you comfortable by saying that I can be chayav mitam mazik and not mitam nene? No. Why? Why? Because you're assuming. No. You're assuming that the chayav ando is the chayav gezel. So Rashi apparently says I cannot have two gazlanim, unless they shoot from the gneva. But L'chayra, the answer to the question is that just like you are comfortable by saying that you could have a chiyuv mazik, even though somebody else is a ganav, I could be also chayuv mitam nene. I mean, in other words, hanon and ganav are not the same
mechayiv. Right, you could be chayiv by a mazik or a nene.
Right.
You can't be chayiv.
Good. So that's perfect.
Yeah.
Right. Good. Okay. Sammy. How could you be chayev nene from an ownerless object? How could it be chayev to pay?
That it's ayin hatcha, right? So even though it's not at this point, it's not of an own in terms of hana'ah. As in the hana'ah that you're getting, even though right you're not being gozel now because you're not going to take it back, so the gozel you're not going to chayev for. But the hana'ah, you could be the hadurah.
See, what Sammy's saying is that Rashi does not use the phrase in this context of Ovud Min HaOlam. Rashi uses Lechazi Labailam. What's the patur of Lechazi Labailam? No, what do you mean? What's the phrase the Chazi Levailam? No?
So that's becoming about Gzeila. If you say Rashi, it's probably okay, so he's not in Chai Mazik anymore. I mean, Rashi says you're never in Chai Gzeila, you're only in Chai Mazik. So if it was only much later on the attack, it was already damaged, you're not Chai for the Mazik. Because it's not saying you're not Chai Gzeila. I mean, you're not Chai Gzeila.
I would say a little bit differently, but on the same, what would you say?
Isn't Rashi saying that Gzeila is a function of a Chiyuv HaShavas Gzeila,
Oh, okay. That was go ahead. Okay, good. So let's go step by step over here. So again, so according to the sugya, according to Rashi, it's saying that enochanami mitam ganev, I cannot be mechayiv. Right now, why can I not be mechayiv? So again, so Yoni's question, Yoni's ha'ora is that I cannot be mechayiv because of chazil abaylam. What Shimi is saying is, but isn't there another machayev in Gneva? Isn't there a machayev of Shinoi? It's a Ridvazar. Ridvan Sukkot discusses that. All right, let's go straight, step by step. The point we're pointing out over here is that in the final Akimta, according to Rashi, in the final Akimta, it's Tochav Lechayveire to an extent that Leimotzi La'ahadure. He can no longer give it back. All right. So according to Rashi, that means leimotzi la'adure means that it's no longer subject to the parsha of Gneva. Why not? So Rashi leimotzi la'adure, because it can't be returned. All right. So Yoni say it can't be returned. That's the tour. That's why it's mufka from Dine Gneva, because the chi of Gneva is an obligation to return the object of somebody else. Can't be done anymore. In other words, it's not because, comes back to Yosef's question, the ptur tashlumen is not because it's ownerless. Lu yitzur would be ownerless, so then Yosef's a kakasha. So who am I giving my dimei hanoah to? But you see, the lashon of Rashi isn't that it's ovim in oilam. The language of Rashi is that leimotzi ahadre. What's the language? The in nami ahadre lechazi labaylam. If I would take it out of my mouth and present it to the nignav, he would say, "Don't want it anymore." It's no longer. I can no longer return this object. So Shemi says, "Oh, what's that? I can no longer do the object. This should be a chiyuv demei tashlumen. Shinei koina. What's that? Shinei koina. Shinei koina means that I, the ganav, now own the object that I stole, but I have to still pay back. Lou, what would you say?" Yeah.
So based on what's the shinoi based on bliyah? It's still the aim.
No, what's that? One second. He's saying good.
It's not ma'aseh shinoi. It's the kinyan, like the previous step. Once you right, alma debidna da'ag be'kanye. It's the same. It's equivalent to picking it up. It's not to do with the shinoi.
Good. So now he rejected law, say.
Because that nekuda, because da'ag be'kanye shinoi, therefore we're not debidna. But based on bliyah, what's the shinoi? Once
you
gone
on
to Tavel of
Vizablia,
what's the
Shina to be Kona? Because it already became most Labalim earlier.
You didn't do any Shina, yeah.
The Inami Ahadra Mimosa, Vlechazi Labalim. So you're saying it's beyond the Shina Kona. It's already Mishuna. It's already Nishtana. Hold 1 second, Sam. We listen to the next Rashi. Mashkin shel truma, Rav Papa, Kigoin, v'loy tidchako l'shnuye bebeis habliya. You don't have to gekvetch that the guy put it onto a stick and put it to my beis habliya. Ela mikev min shetoch v'lo soich piv im asolo. V'loy motzis l'chiyuv mishum gzeila. Why the holy chazil amidei? This is already Yosef could ask the kash again. The holy chazil amidei, because it's not roi for anything. Ella anoyas giroi neumeyav mechayev. Well, misa shmul bon ki yechod. Right, the chazil amidei. So again, we're going to have to say a similar idea. But it still can be mahana. So Hanoi can still pay for. Alright? Is that what we're gonna say?
Just a question about the whole Shinoi thing. Why are we even dealing with Shinoi in this case for this guy? First of all, Rashi holds that he's onus. So I know it's another question. And secondly, also for the third thing, it could be that the Shinoi happens that he doesn't want it when it's in the base of Leah. That's the whole point we're saying, that once it's in the base of Leah, it's going to be disgusting to him. So that's the Shinoi. The Shinoi is that it's, I guess, decomposed a little bit, or something takes place.
Right. Now the question that was raised was whether the Maisa Shinoi is a Maisa Machayev or not, in this case. But the Maisa Shinoi alone can be Machayev.
I was addressing the question before, I asked, like, what's the Shinoi in the base of Leah?
So that's what Yoni was saying. Whatever, the inability to give it back already happened, Mishas Leisa, happened earlier. So that won't be Be'idna. So that's why that's not on the table. Whether it's true or not, it's not on the table. Right? Because that's not going to be Be'idna. So again, so according to Rashi, right? How would you be magda the sugya? The sugya wants to find an akimta of beidna. The sugya could not find an akimta of beidna with the chi of geneva. The sugya found an akimta of beidna with the chi of ana. Good. Hayoytzim izeh. So now this sugya of kolnei ben rabbinei gave us a chiddush, right? That I can become chayev. There's one chiyuv tashlumin called geneva, there's a chiyuv tashlumin called mazik, and there's a chiyuv tashlumin called bingnen. Okay, now what's the chiluk? So Rashi already pointed out what's the difference when they call it a maisa geneva when they call it a maisa no? The amount and the mechuyev to pay will differ. A maisa geneva means that I'm chayiv to make kula, and a maisa hanah is a chayiv to pay hanah. Sometimes the hanah will be less, sometimes the hanah will be more. Right? So far, so good. What makes a chayiv geneva? What is the chayiv of geneva? Know what you say? So that's very, very good. That's the chiddush, right? How could you redact that from the sugya? You know, what Sammy pointed out over here, what Yoni pointed out before, that in a different way, is that the chiyuv tashlumin of geneva is defined by the ability to return. That's very counterintuitive. Right? You stop a guy in the street and you'd say, what's the machayev of geneva? So he would say, either that I took something from you or that I have something of yours. It's entirely counterintuitive to say, the chi of tashlumi geneva is my ability to make you whole. And if I took something from you with an inability to ever return it, that's not a maisik neva. Right? Now, both Yoni and Sam had good reason to say that. But you have to appreciate that that's not normal. It's not your muskel rishon. Right? Muskel rishon is the hate that if I steal something, I'm mechuyev to return it. Or if I have something of yours, I'm mechuyev to return it. Okay? And then the sugya discusses how we do hashava. Do I shava the item? Do I shava the moment? Yoni and Sammy define the maisa geneva as taking something from you, which I would be able to return. If I take something, I can't return the tana maisa geneva. The chiyav hashava participates in the mechayev geneva. Now, how can you prove that? It's an interesting chiddush. What are you going to say?
When you do shiur kohen,
Correct. Now, l'chayra shinoi koina. It's very. We're not in the sugya. There are two ways to look at shinoi koina. One way of looking at it is that shinoi changes the form of tashlumin. And I was chayav because I stole something. Now, because of shinoi, I am no longer responsible to give the item back. I have to give the money back. Right? The other way of looking at shinoi koina is the way you're suggesting it, that shinoi is a further maisa geneva. I abuse you in one way by taking your jacket. Now I abuse you in a further way. I actually took it to the tailor and made it fit me, right? There's a further maisa geneva. So we're not really in the sugya to be able to. You are assuming the second. I don't know if our sugya really will take us down that road. There is a ritva that discusses it. We will come to it.
Well, this hour only works in one of the
sides. Say it again.
This hour only works in one of the sides of the sakir.
Go ahead.
And only if you're paying when you have tashlumin on the shinoi koina and you're paying back.
Yeah.
If it's not midin gneva, only if you're paying when your payment isn't midin gneva, does this hour work? Because if it is midin gneva, you're not able to give back the object and you're still have to pay midin gneva. And you could have midin gneva.
So hold for a moment. Okay, we'll come to that. I just want to take one step back. You're so ahead of us. Take one step back. And that is, so where do you, just in, before we get to what you're saying, where in our sugya would it seem to indicate that the ability to return defines whether something is a maisik neighbor or not? Go ahead.
The difference between Matsi Ladura and Matsi Ladura Yachak.
No, it's a very important horror. Again, just in the sugi itself. And I'll da'ok on this horror, there's a machlaikis, Rishonim and Achronim. Just go back to the sugi for a moment. Again, the sugi of the Idna, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos to a different extent, forces us to understand that there are two or three separate mechayivim of tashlumin. One is the parsha of geneva. The other is the parsha of hanoah. All right? The parsha of hanoah is mechayiv. The parsha of hanoah can be mechayiv even if I didn't cause you any damage. That's the case of the squatter. Right. Now, the Gemara in Bava Kamma says, not so poshut. The Gemara in Bava Kamma says that the only time when ze nene v'ze loy choser is chayav is if there's a little bit of a chisaron. If there's mamish no chisaron bichlal, Gemara says, if I squat in your house. So he says, there is some, I used your house. Using your house is a chisaron. The walls, the way the lashon of the Gemara is, the walls get blacker. Now, the walls getting blacker is not a tangible chiyuv tashlumin. It would be hard for you to sue me for the walls getting blacker. Right? It means there is some usage. It's an undefinable, and it's an amount which probably will not stand up in court. But once it happened, then you can sue me for my handa. That's the upshot of the sugya. Zen nene v'zen loy choser. If I'm not machzor you anything at all, right? So then you cannot be machayiv me anything. But if once I'm machayiv you something, so then I become chayiv to pay for the hanah. That's a tzorachi and why I need that chisaron. But that's the sugya of zen nene of hanah being a machayiv. So our sugya, we learned from our sugya that there couldn't be a situation where I'm not chayiv mitam geneva, but I'll be chayiv either mitam mazik or mitam nene. Good. Nafkamina, how much I have to pay?
Okay.
Good. Now, if Kamina and Arasugya, by the way, is Kol Mirav Minei. Right? Because if there would not be a Machayim of Hanor, so I would not apply Kol Mirav Minei. Right? Arasugya separated the Maisa Geneva from the Chiv Hanor by people. It made the Maisa Geneva the Toche, and the Hanor the Baileya. So one final aura, the Gemara says that Kevin Deleya Hadre, why did we have to say that it's a Maisa Hanor? Why could we not find a bit in the case of a Maisa Geneva? So does the Gemara say, Imotzi la dure nehader. Vechiloya hadre, Rashi says, Mishaita yumazikla. The motzi la dure nehader. Imloy motzi la dure and machayev. According to Toys, machayev tashlumen. Rashi says, no. Matzila dure ayidei dechak. No, how does Rashi shut in these lines? Kegoin shetoch l'seich beis abliya heichin dami. Eid the matzila dure. If he could cough it up, nahader. Let him cough it up. What do you mean let him cough? He didn't cough it up. So what's the point of the Gemara? E matzila dure nahader. Eloi matzila dure zechanonus. So it must be that Matzila Dure Deidchak. He could cough it up. So therefore, there will be a Chi of Misa because he chose not to cough it up. It's a Yedeidchak, so there will not be a Chi of Geneva. Only a Chi of Ano. Now, Lu Yitzuyer, he could cough it up, Shaloy Deidchak. Lu Yitzuyer, he could cough it up. And the Baal would say, good, I'm happy. All right, I'll take this grape home with me. No. So what would it then be? No. How would it then be?
I don't know. I would think
Kamei Rami. Why? Geneva. Where's the Maisa Geneva?
You're choosing not to
cough it up. A Maisa Geneva, which is a non-Maisa Geneva. What's wrong with that case? Was they?
It's not
bidna, right? The problem is not bidna. It could be, but it's not bidna, right? So hayyotzei from this line, there's rochonim vasim in zahara. Hayyotzei from this line that you could become chayiv in Geneva without a maisa Geneva. Only with the refusal to spit it out. So rochonim vasim says that's already. Marish Ramos. That's very difficult to say. That Kumar seems to say it. But you look up the Kovitz, this seems to go against the Yasoid that the Ksais points out. And the Yasoid that Reb Chaim used to point out. Reb Chaim used to point it out in the very beginning of the Sanhedrin. The first Rashi, Sanhedrin Beis on the base. But the Achronim point out that this Nakuda is probably Machlekes Rashi Tosfos in Bava Kama Chol Bava Beis. Now that's what we'll have to that'll be the next step. Now we have to learn Tosfos and go down that road. You feel going to say?
That's exactly Rashi's Mazik.
That could be. Okay. That might be where Rashi chooses the word Mazik because he doesn't. Because this Chiddush is a difficult Chiddush to say. Then?
He says the reason you didn't steal it is because there's no Hashem's exhale. You should have said being sealed because there's no Maisa. Because the Hilchot makes all the Gazla because it's the Masa. If he was really so bothered by that question, he should have said being stealing, you don't need Maisa.
There's no Chiyuv Mitam when Halil El Chak. Correct? Okay, so again, so just to summarize. What we saw in the Sugya today is the Chiyuv. Mitam Hanor. That's something that happens to you. A very important yesod. that our sugya holds that even when I did not steal something, by being nena from your property, I can become chayev. Sarachian, whether this sugya agrees with the sugya of Bava Kama, that's be some minimal chisaron. Good. That we pointed out, nafkamina is the amount that's being paid. We pointed out the degree of bailus. There could be a lesser degree of bailus. Good. It sounds like from our sugya. Right? It sounds, and the chiyuv hana, I can become chayuv in hana even without a maisa geneva. Okay, good. But what the last thing we point out in the sugya, the last thing we pointed out is when the sugya says that my chiyuv geneva is the could be generated by my decision not to spit it out. So lechora, and then the Gemara says, but since if I would spit it out, no one would want it, therefore it's not a chi of geneva. So that would seem to indicate what Sammy said a few moments ago, it seemed to indicate that the chi of geneva is defined by my ability to return something. Counterintuitive. It would seem to say that I could become chayiv in a maisa geneva and have to make kula even through an inactivity. Right? So those are the two issues that we're going to now examine as we learn the Tosfos. All right, so that's what we'll discuss tomorrow with Hashem. And then we have to come back to Avi's comment about Shinui Koine.